Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, welcome back to Coolin' Out.
Kev.
And Rel. Boy Sal, he out here sick.
Yeah, Drake broke his immune system.
The disappointment. The depression got to him.
Yeah, man.
Nigga, drink your emergency.
Yeah, bro.
Perk up. He said Drake went down. He went down.
He was really even quiet in the group. I don't even know what he thinks about all this.
Ooh, Ryan?
Yeah, even quiet in the group chat.
I'm sure he's sad. Yeah, he got to be
sad. He must be hitting him hard.
Every time we talk about it, he just doesn't really respond.
There's nothing. I have no idea how he feels.
Damn.
Get well soon, bro.
Yeah, man. Depressed. But speaking of depression,
you saw Drake?
What'd he do?
I don't know what he replied to, but my friend sent me some screenshots where he was like, all black Benz, no friends. And then some along, nobody knows what I've been through. I don't know what he was responding to. I'm still waiting for my friend to say, but yeah.
What has he been through?
Initiated battle, wasn't ready for war.
Supposedly, I keep seeing he's sitting on some heat that he just won't.
Well, we'll never hear.
Well, exactly, because Jay Prince said, nah, shut that down.
Yeah, it was all good just a week ago.
It feels like, to me, it feels like this is like not a setup, but like this is like Drake's out. Like Jay Prince came out and said, I told him not to release something. But then at the same time, everyone's talking about like how Drake's sitting on some heat, you know, that. But like he's never going to release it. So it was like.
It doesn't do any.
It did nothing.
Any good
me.
To talk about it?
It does nothing for me.
Yeah, Jay Prince been on a book tour recently, so I seen him on Breakfast Club and Hot, and he's talking about it, and he's like he called up Kanye to squash it, and he talks about how pretty much he's alluding to like the so-called response is very disrespectful and not in Drake's nature, and he said he didn't want the back and forth. So I don't even know what to believe.
How does the back and forth affect him?
Because his son found. Drake, his son Jazz Prince found Drake and brought him to Wayne, and I guess he makes money. Well, he makes money off of Drake, but I guess image wise, or maybe he knows he don't have the bullets to go to war. Maybe after this, he said that he heard the ingredients for the diss, and they weren't good. He said Kanye called him and asked him to squash. So I don't know where it got back. I don't know. I still maintain this all makes Drake look very weak.
I mean, what was he gonna say? Kanye with the lipo. That's the thing. I don't know anything about Pusha T to be like, to know what could have been said.
Yeah.
You know?
And the more they talk about it, it's just like, you really didn't respond. I guess when Jazz Prince tell you not to, it's just, nah.
I don't know. It's just.
I told my friend. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
No, I was telling my friends, like, some of his lyrics now, all the slick shit, like, it's aging like milk. Because we know this now. This is in the back of our minds.
Yep.
There's some bars when I hear them now. They don't have the same vigor.
They don't vigor. Hit the same. This is coming
what were
from,
we listening to?
This is coming from
Sunday?
A Drake lover.
What was it we were listening to? They played it.
Oh, so that. Sunday. Oh, got to give the background. So Sunday, we went to a little bar in Brooklyn to watch the NBA Finals game, too. We'll give our thoughts on that a little later on in the episode. But and like we're in the middle, it's me, you, and Terrence.
Yeah.
And we're talking about just basically our feelings, our initial thoughts, and not initial, like how we felt about Drake and how his music wasn't hitting the same. And we're like having a really deep conversation in the middle of the conversation.
Blem.
No. First, Addie Don came on.
Oh yeah.
we're talking about Pusha T killed him, da da da. And then Addie Don came on. The ghost, not I keep calling the ghost of Addie Don. It's because that's the name of our last episode. But the Addie Don freestyle came on. And we're just like, damn, this like perfect timing. That shit was knocking.
Yeah.
And we're just like, damn. And then they played I'm Upset after it.
Yeah. and then they played Blem.
Yes.
As the lyrics gone Blem for real. What do you say? I always say what I feel.
Yep.
What you said? He's selective with it.
He's selective with it.
See, that's where it starts. A little shit like that. Aging badly.
Yeah, exactly. Because now it's like, and I'm not even like the slickest person, but like that came to me so quick. So like, there's gonna be a lot of sly remarks whenever people hear his lyrics going forward.
I mean, they already memeing him to death.
It's gonna be a mark on his record.
Yeah, that's the one. This is his 2011 LeBron, man.
Scorpion gotta be fire for people to forget about.
Near this. Classic heights, if not a classic.
If it's anything like I'm Upset, like.
That's his first, but that is so weak compared to the other.
That's his first missing in years, though. But, like, you can't miss.
He doubled back very quickly.
You can't miss on top of
this
current situation with Pusha. Because it's just too much against you now.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
Not at all, man.
People thought we were joking. So, y'all make sure go check out our. We went live on, was it Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday. Had a little bit of lick in us.
Yeah, man.
True emotions came out.
My heart.
Heart was hurting.
Heart hurt. We were on Aubrey Watch.
You might have seen a couple of water in the eyes. A little bit of water, just that twinkle in the eyes. Was just like, that was like genuine hurt. We were like, yo, Drake still ain't dropped yet.
Yeah.
Immediately went on Aubrey Watch.
Now I'm in acceptance. Like, this is really not coming. This is how you really, a week, well, I did on was a week ago, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
A week from today? Yeah, a week. Yeah, damn. A week ago today. We were recording on Tuesday. It was last Tuesday.
Friday came, nothing. Saturday, praying, hoping. You're not going out like this.
I thought he was going to drop on Friday when Ye's album dropped, but.
I know you're not going after he dissed your mom, your dad, you.
Said your boy
son.
About to die.
Yeah. Oh.
Your closest boy.
And that's how you waved the white flag. Damn.
What do you think he's going? You think he's just going to drop Scorpion like it never happened? He about to go on tour.
I think
he's
just going
to
pop up with the album date and the cover. If the Scorpion shit, the I'm Upset art cover is not the album cover. I think he just pops up with that on Instagram with like some kind of slick comment that alludes to something.
Yeah,
maybe he's not done or something, and then he just proceeds. Maybe get a few comments over the next couple months when he's on stage and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, because he got to drop it. You got a whole tour planned out, so it's not like he could push it back or anything like that.
Yeah. It's a tough. If he really. I do think he has a response. I don't know if it's good enough. I don't know if it's as they're hyping it up. This is the hottest track we'll never hear. It's like my friend was. I have another friend texting me about. Pusha T made some comments like years ago, 2014, about a flight attendant, like calling, I think, Monkey or something like that. I'm like, this would have been cool in a lyric. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. There's no excuse. I know we all love Drake. There's no excuse for this.
Yeah.
You can't claim king and then you don't.
First of all, you can't jump into a battle and then just like slowly bow out, like not say
you
anything.
You can't get on the track, start sighing like you ain't want to do this and then.
Yo, this is like a complete 180 from what we
from Meek
from no not even from Meek well from Meek as well, but from how we were feeling last Friday,
bruh.
Like when that shit dropped, I was like, "Yo, Drake literally sounded upset. He killing this nigga." Da, 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 da.
You know how hype it was heading into Memorial Day weekend. Oh my god, he set that weekend off right.
I said, "Damn." Drake really just be bodying these dudes.
We blasting out on the way to Freehold. Yo. We just blasting at your party. Damn. And now?
A week and a half later. Still ain't heard from him.
Yeah. And at this point, just heard from him. Not even like a record. Not even heard.
Well, he released a statement explaining the blackface.
Oh,
that was it.
I should have known then. I was still copping pleas for him. I was still copping pleas. Like, okay, maybe the sponsors are coming at him.
Yeah.
You know?
Nope.
Maybe he got to do this. And then, okay, we'll get the record. Nothing.
You still want to go to OVO Fest? You willing to dip into the savings for this man? Yo, I'm so glad we're video recording this. This is like genuine hurt, and like I can see you just thinking real deep right now. This wasn't even a question 2 weeks ago.
I know.
Let's wait and see what scorpions sound like.
For real, that's going to be, yeah. I need to hear what scorpions sound like. I need more time to go past. This is still too raw. It's too fresh.
There's a lot piling up on him because scorpion's already a sassy ass name. So
yeah, and you had hype, but now you really put a lot of pressure on yourself.
That shit better sting because that. I got faith in him still.
I mean, he's
as
great
an artist. That's why
he's a great artist. So like,
yeah,
read all the comments, take all this in, and make your best body of work. That's all you could do now.
What if I'm upset? Is like, whoa.
What the album is and no, Nice for What and God's Plan are outliers.
So wait, when was this? What episode? This was like a couple months ago where I mentioned I was like, what if Drake's next album doesn't hit and he slowly starts falling off? And you and Ryan were like, that ain't happening. That's blasphemous. Da da da. I remember saying I was like, I don't doubt him. But I'm just saying like, there's only so many songs someone can make.
Mm-hmm. I think. Until his next conflict, this going to knock him down just a peg, just a smidge. Mm-hmm. He's still going to sell. He might even sell more records, but we know.
I mean, no, he going to sell because he got, first of all, he got God's Plan and Nice for What.
Streams already loaded up. And, you know, who knows what the next single.
What else do you need?
Even this one, Nice for What I think was number one again. Even I'm upset it's top 20 it debuted.
How?
I don't know. Just based on his name, I guess. It's trash. But like we know.
Yeah.
We remember. We know. So it's
ooh,
like all the slick. You know how slick he is and the wit. It's like we remember.
Mm-hmm.
So temporarily, not in the overall consumer's eye, not like success wise, but
yeah,
from his peers, they really looking at him. And I think he cares about the respect of his pen.
Of course
that's
he
why
does.
He took
he
the,
was on top.
He take this ghostwriting thing so serious, and people that question his pen.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they're doing now? So, yeah, it'd be interesting. What are we? In the first week? What date is it?
It's June 5th. It's the first week in June. The first full week.
Probably
in June.
Like I don't know. When Charlamagne talks about it, he keeps saying his album comes out the 22nd. When he talks about it in the Breakfast Club,
mm-hmm.
But everywhere I look, there's no official release date. But if he would know, if anybody would know, he would know. So
right?
I guess, like in the next two to three weeks.
I'll be looking forward
to
it.
Yeah, we'll have a. Even now, I'm still hoping this record leaks. When it's done. Congrats, Pusha. Congrats,
man. We giving it up to Pusha T on the pod?
Hey, Victor by forfeit.
He won. What if Pusha T come out with another track?
He waited 4 days. Where Drake at?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
who
know.
Knows? I mean, J Prince said Kanye called him, so I would assume he talked to Pusha if all this is. Because Kanye did tweet. Remember, I sent that tweet.
He said
to
he ain't about the beef. He's never been about beef or some shit like that.
So that would make sense if you just got off the phone with J Prince.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want
to. I wouldn't want to be about beef either.
Yeah.
Y'all know I was playing. Oh, man, but I didn't listen to Kanye's album, but I've heard good things about it.
It's good. I think it's the back half of his catalog, but even that's a compliment,
mm-hmm.
I think. I think only Yeezus I like less, but I still like the Ye a lot.
Yeezus is a terrible track.
Out of seven tracks, I can. There's maybe one I don't. I think it's just cool, and the other six I could listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Production is top-notch.
Mm-hmm.
His lyrics are hit and miss. They come and go. But I think that's the same as on Pablo. There were some songs where it's like, okay, cool. And there's others just like, what are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
The production. But yeah, I like Ye. Favorite track right now is Ghost Town for me. Love the track with him and Thug. Love Yikes, which Drake allegedly
wrote on. I was
about
to say, that's a song that Drake wrote on.
That I think I read they forgot to give him credit on. So that, you know, that happens, I guess.
That nigga hurt.
But yeah, it's seven tracks. I love what they're doing. I listen to that and Pusha. It's like 45 minutes
both
combined.
Both of them are seven tracks.
Yeah,
I didn't realize
like
that. It's
like 45 minutes combined.
Yeah.
That's built for a person like me.
Mm-hmm.
No,
easy to consume.
I would say overall they're 2 for 2 so far, this whole good music rollout. And they still got Oh, the Cudi track. Cudi's also on Ghost Town on another track. I forgot what it's called. I think it's called No Mistakes. But that makes me like anticipate now their track, because they're coming out, Cudi and Kanye, with their collab this Friday. So now I'm at, yeah, it's called Kids See Ghost. So that makes me optimistic for that album, because they sound good together still.
Didn't even know.
Yeah. And the week after is Teyana Taylor, and then Nas rounds it out.
Wait, Nas is on Good Music?
No. As far as I know, no. Oh. But I think he's just handling the production.
Oh, okay.
Which I commend. You know, he's done a lot of wild shit, but so far you've produced, what, 14? The majority of the beats, I think, are very fire.
Yeah.
He's kept his word on, so far, 2 out of 5.
I'm intrigued about our Nas project.
I am, with the proper production.
Yeah, I'm like, let me see what Nas doing in 2018. Yeah.
We can't get and 7 tracks. That's another thing.
You say if it's gonna be 7, then I'll listen to it.
Yeah, they're all supposed to be 7.
All right, yeah, because if it's anything more than that,
yeah, I'm like,
listen, Nas,
what's on the Rap Caviar playlist? What y'all feeling? Yeah, I hear you. And
go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I listened to Daytona afterwards. Like I said, that album is still fire. I said it last week, and it is so fire.
He put in work.
He really did.
Yeah,
I must give credit. Dude.
I want to say that's his best project, because that's probably the only one I've ever actually listened to.
No, My Name Is My Name, his first, is a very... It had Nostalgia.
Yes, okay.
With Kendrick, and then Snitch. Well, S-N-I-T-C-H. It's like an acronym. It's a fire album. It's a fire album, I must say. Yeah.
If it is, I still can't go back.
Okay. I can give you like 3 songs.
That's all I need.
I can give you 3 songs that are... fire.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
I don't like to go backwards in life. If I missed it, I missed it.
I respect that.
What about Teyana Taylor?
I don't know much from her.
Me neither.
There's so much goodwill with the music I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And again, 7 tracks. I'm willing to give her a chance. I don't know. I don't think I own a song from her.
I've never heard. Have I heard a song? What's her famous song from her?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know like one of them group mashup. She might have just been thrown in where I would hear her.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, I apologize.
I know everyone just like talks about her because, like, you know, her looks or whatever. Yeah. And then like the fact she's married to Amon Shumpert.
I don't know.
That's it.
I hear Charlamagne rave about her all the time.
Yeah, Charlamagne always says how talented she is.
Hey, 7 tracks. I'm willing to see with it. Yeah. I'm willing to see.
I'll give you a stream or two.
Yeah.
Or 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was seeing some good things about Ye's project online. I'm still kind of boycotting it, trying to wait out, trying to hold off to see how long I can go.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny about it? I thought that I would miss it more.
That's a fact.
Like, I really thought like that, like, once I didn't, like, if I didn't hear it, like, for example, if I didn't hear J. Cole's album when it first came out, I'd have been scratching. I'd have been like, oh, shit, I got to listen to this album. Like, Kanye's album, I haven't listened to it still to this day. It came out, five days ago now?
Yeah.
I'm still like, all right, whatever. I'm going to keep going until life forces me to listen to it.
Yeah, like when I think about with Life of Pablo.
Oh.
I was so excited for that album.
Yeah.
Like he had a live stream. I listened to the live stream. Like that's choppy quality just to hear the songs. And then he performed on SNL that Saturday, and I'd stayed in that weekend. I think I took a nap.
Rarity.
I know. I got up. I took a nap, and I was up at like maybe 1 or 2, and the album came out. I listened to it then at like in the morning. Like I was.
That album.
This one now.
That album
like,
is fire, though.
I'll wake up and get to it when I get to it.
Yeah. I don't know why I have that feeling about this one. Like it was just like, I really could. Like I'm living without it. Like,
yeah.
I would say I could live without it. I am living without it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure eventually I'll get around to listening to it, but it's just like not. It doesn't feel like a normal like Kanye rollout to me, where it's like dire need. Like I gotta hear what Kanye's doing right now.
Yeah,
we'll see. I mean, even when Drake's comes out, I'm gonna feel like that's dire need. I'm gonna feel. Kev, don't act like you gonna just you about to say.
You're right. You're right.
Say
you're
something right. Blasphemous right. Before being God.
You're right. You're right.
I'm about to lie. Act you're right. Like you're right. Jake
you're right.
Up, you're not gonna listen to it.
You're right.
It's gonna
you're
be
right.
3 o'clock in the morning. You're gonna get up and stay up listening to it.
You're right. If it is a 22nd, I think I'm off that day. Yeah, you're right. I'm lying.
Nigga
you're
looking
right.
At his calendar.
You're right.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's get into these NBA finals, though. Let's take a moment of silence, cause it's been real.
I mean, I don't even know.
First, I hate Golden State. Two, you know what the worst feeling is? It's like when you know, like, your team, like, barely has a chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
But you get your expectations up anyway. That letdown, mm-hmm. it hurts so fucking much. But I'm going to get on these refs, though. Game one.
Yeah.
Multitude of missed calls. Mm-hmm. Either missed calls or calls that were going in favor of Golden State when they shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, we were talking about this Sunday. I was telling you, everyone always points to the fact that, granted, in both games, Cleveland got to the free throw line more than Golden State. It's not about how many fouls you get. It's about when you call these fouls mm-hmm. and how blatant these missed calls are. Because also, like, that changes the momentum of the entire game.
Yeah.
Think about game one when they called, when they reviewed the charge call that LeBron mm-hmm. took on Kevin Durant. First of all, their reasoning for going to review that was just nonsense. LeBron was like 2-3 feet outside of the restricted area. Then you go review it, right? If they don't overturn that call, the Cavs are up by two.
And they get the ball
with like 32 seconds left.
Ugh.
But instead, you reverse the call. Now Kevin Durant goes to the line, makes two free throws, and game's tied. Like, these are game-altering calls. Like, the referees are literally just like inputting themselves in the game and like literally changing the entire outcome.
Not only that, and like I think the day after, so I don't know why they do this, they released the last 2-minute report, which does nothing for anybody but make matters worse.
Yeah.
And Draymond committed a lane violation.
Yep.
So that would have been an extra free throw for George Hill. And it's just like,
so first of all, Draymond Green committed a lane violation. LeBron got fouled mm-hmm. before he passed the ball to George Hill, and they were in the bonus, so LeBron would have been on the free throw line instead of George Hill. So that's another, whatever, 2-3 points, give or take, that, like, the Cavs just didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was also, that's some of the foul on LeBron. Then in overtime, as soon as overtime starts, you call a foul on George Hill.
Oh, God.
From Kevin Durant. Yeah. That was all ball. It was like, there's so many. And mm-hmm. then game two, Steph Curry goes up and shoots the three and like tries to flop like he gets a call. And he's obviously the last person touching the ball and throws it out of bounds. And they say it's out on the Cavs.
That was insane, man.
I'm like, are y'all watching the same thing we're watching?
Like, if they need any more help, I don't even know how he saw that. I really don't get that. I don't get it.
Like, that, the LeBron missed, how they didn't call the foul on LeBron on the fast break when they threw the ball down the court.
And he fell because he slipped over Steph's leg.
Steph Curry bumped into him.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron fell. Then he tried to step over Steph and tripped and then went out of bounds. And they, no ball. How do you not call these calls, though?
I don't get it.
These are momentum changes because either you call the call, if LeBron didn't get touched, that's a dunk.
Mm-hmm.
These are momentum-changing calls, and then people love to say, oh, well, don't focus on the refs.
When
the calls are so blatantly against you, like, it's hard to not, you know, have that creep into the back of your mind, especially after game one, going into game two, mm-hmm. and having the same exact similar calls, you know, on you.
And it's the ref's job. Yeah. They're supposed to, like, we're not supposed to notice them. If they're doing their job right, we won't notice them.
They're like two or three like major mishaps in each game where it's like, what the hell are y'all even doing?
Mm-hmm. They wasted a 50-point LeBron special.
They treat LeBron like he ain't a superstar.
They really are.
Like he ain't the best in the league.
The amount of drives.
These calls that he's not getting mm-hmm. and the calls, like that reversal. You treating LeBron like he...
That is crazy.
Like he George Hill or something trying to step up and take a charge. Like, that's LeBron James. That's, like, the face of your league.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to know the talks that LeBron James going to have with Adam Silver over the summer.
Yeah. This is bull.
They literally treating him like he's nothing.
Yeah. I was reading today that Rodney Hood going to get some minutes.
He need to.
They need to get rid of... They need to banish JR to the bench.
Listen, this is just bad coaching, poor coaching by Ty Lue.
Yeah, some Corbin and Rodney Hood.
J.R. Smith still getting like 30, I think he had 30, 36 or 30, like something. Yeah, he was in the upper 30s. Upper 30s, like 38, game two. You got Rodney Hood coming in playing garbage minutes. Kyle Korver with 18 minutes?
Nah.
Kyle Korver is the Cavs version of like Steph Curry or Klay Thompson. That's the thing.
Even if he bad defensively, even yeah. a threat of him, because you know you can't leave him.
Yep.
You can't leave
Cannot.
Him.
Cannot.
So that just opens up lanes for like Bron and Love.
Yeah, and he actually tries on defense. Even yeah, that's not that the good. Thing. He's trying on defense. You need someone who's going to be a shooter every single night. J.R. Smith is
J.R. Like, should get the Rodney. He should be getting DMP. Like,
and then you got Rodney Hood. Granted, he ain't the best defender. Well, he's 6'8".
We need something, yep.
He's 6'8", yep. long, pause, and...
At this point, give me
And he can score the basket. Just, yeah. just, you know, put him on the floor. Give him a chance. You got J.R. Hennied ass. He all hennied out and shit. yeah. He 32 years old. You got some young bodies there. Mm-hmm. And, like, you keep putting in, like, Jordan Clarkson and...
Oh, that too. Yeah, he needs to... Try Chetty, whatever his name is, Switch at this up. Point. Keep Nance. Like Nance energy. Keep Nance.
Switch it
He
up.
Give you good minutes.
Larry, you know what I realized also? I was looking at this today. Someone, I saw it on ESPN somewhere. Every time he inputs Larry Nance, he puts in Jordan Clarkson
with him.
Why?
I know they played together in LA. But
why?
He don't need him.
You got
Clarkson switch. Has given them nothing.
He
almost as bad as JR.
He looked like the stage is just too big for him.
Yeah.
He getting the ball. He bobbling it. He taking these ill-advised shots like. When he played in L.A., I used to tell people all the time, like, yo, that's like a mini Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Because the way he played and the way he attacked the basket.
Yeah, that's what no pressure will do to you.
He doesn't even look good. He's a free agent this year. I'm like, I wonder how much money he going to get in the market. Someone will pay him.
Yeah. Someone always pays him.
A losing team where they don't have no expectations and he'll thrive there.
What do you think happens when we record again? Is the series still going? There's a game Wednesday.
Friday.
Sunday. And no, Monday.
Monday. Nah.
Series over?
Actually, nah. It ain't over.
I think they win tomorrow.
They'll win tomorrow.
I think Bron, 3 days off?
They'll win Wednesday.
He's going to give them a beastly effort.
They're going to win Wednesday, and they're going to win Friday.
That's what I'm feeling in my
I'm
bones.
Giving them both.
Slash, that's what I want.
So but by the next time we record, they'll be down 3-2. Because they're going to lose in Golden State when they go back.
I agree.
Even though...
Damn, if we could just get Bron in a game 7.
Golden State doesn't look as good as they used to.
There's different things they can do.
Yeah. Tyler, that's
like, make
saying.
It a little more... They were making it aggressive on Bron.
Yeah.
There were Draymond and Durant all up on him as soon as he's bringing the ball up. Do that to Steph. Put the pressure on him.
But that's the thing, though. He's not... Ty Lue's not appropriately using his rotations.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you got Jordan Clarkson, and he's not a good defender.
And he's not scoring.
You got to bring in Rodney Hood. One, Rodney Hood is a deep threat.
Yeah.
He can shoot the 3-ball. So then defense has to be honest with him.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Korver, defense has to be honest with him. Clear out for Love and LeBron.
Love was good, especially that third quarter last.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you give him? 20 and 13.
Yeah,
first
something like 21 and 13 good. First game. Good. Yeah. He just gotta make some more of his threes because he's been missing a lot of wide open threes. He's like,
they all do.
I don't understand. You know how many assists LeBron could have had?
What did he end up with? 13?
13.
Could have well had 20 plus.
13.
That last game. There's so much open looks. A lot of JR clunkers.
Second half, JR the Cavs really- players outside LeBron, 23%. Field goal percentage.
I listened to his media availability interview today, and like the last question was, You know, a video came out that went viral of his reaction when he found out that they had timeouts. So somebody asked him about it, one of the reporters, and they were like, do you think that basically did your demeanor like influence your teammates? Was it on you to pick them up? And he laughed and he said, me? Me is like basically how much more picking up can I do?
Yeah. What else you want from the man? 51-8-8.
That is insane.
And he shot over 50% from the floor.
Six times that happened to 50 plus, and he's the only
one that lost. But I'm sure if you look at all the rosters, he got the worst team.
Without question.
That's why I hate people like, oh, Jordan this, Jordan that. There's no way in hell Michael Jordan would have this team in the finals.
No way.
No way.
Orchestrating the offense. Still getting rebounds.
Yeah. No one has ever done what this man has done.
No.
Ever. And to do it consistently. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Undisputed today. And I don't know why I listen to this shit. I always get fucking angry.
I know. I had
to
cut it off today.
I keep listening to it because I want to hear Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
But then I hear Skip. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, literally, he's been making this comparison for, like, this entire, like, season, basically, how Jordan made all defensive team when he was 34, 1 year older than LeBron. Wasn't Jordan in like his 12th season then, or like he only played 13 total seasons? So no, that's a lie. He was in his 11th season because after the 34, that's when he retired. Then he came back as a Wizard. Yeah, he played 13 total. Yeah, he's in his 11th season. At age 34, LeBron is in his 15th season
with way more
mileage on his legs.
Way more. It's a different league. It's a different type of minutes he's playing. These rotations, you got to run out to the 3-point line. You got to switch.
Thank you.
Games routinely ended in the hundreds. If they cracked 90 back then,
that was a blessing.
It was a blessing. The pace is just way.
The floor was so shrunk back in Jordan's era. There was no one spreading the floor like that. Like you had like the Steve Kerrs who would like, you know,
occasionally
put up a three. He didn't have free range to just be out there shooting like Steph and these boys do. And that's everyone in the NBA shoots threes.
Mm-hmm.
Even a person can't shoot well, you still have to be honest with them and still like stay near them to defend them.
Yeah.
Now imagine you all up on Steph, you hugging Steph, hugging KD, hugging Clay, and they all still making threes.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. And then people be sitting here, even Stephen A.
I know, hurt my heart. I can't.
Talking about if LeBron is that great, he should be able to beat this team.
I stopped watching.
What are you talking about?
I can't.
So one person should be able to beat an all-time
arguably the greatest team assembled.
There's three of the... let me see.
They legit have two top five. You could argue two top three. You could argue they're the second and the third.
Yeah.
You've never had two MVPs in their primes
on the
same team. And then you accompany that with a defensive player of the year.
Yep.
And another all-star.
Yep. You got three.
Two MVPs, DPOY, all-star.
Yeah. I'll say three of the top 10 shooters of all time.
Yeah.
And these aren't like, you know, spot up shooters.
Including the greatest.
Yeah.
Including the greatest.
Yeah, of course. Steph is the greatest shooter of all time. And these aren't like spot up shooters. These are dudes literally like Steph Curry off the dribble. You got 1 second left on the shot clock. Mm-hmm. He literally hoisting shit over his shoulder and it's nothing but net.
Yeah.
You know how deflating that must be? Like, for one's confidence, whoever's guarding him. Like, you do everything right until, you know, get him over down and he just throws it up there and it's good. Every time they shoot, my heart drops. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that's going in.
Yeah.
That's going in. I know. It's insane.
How can you beat something like beat a team like that? One by yourself. Then Stephen A is like, oh, well, he's not alone though. I've heard a couple of, you know, sports commentators say this. Well, when is LeBron going to ever want to just, you know, guard Durant? Like, guard him one-on-one. Like, so you want LeBron to guard Durant the entire game and then do everything else that he's supposed to do.
They want him to do things nobody else has ever done. He's already doing things nobody else has ever done. But this is just...
That's how I know he the GOAT. That's how I know he the GOAT. Because you have... Everyone has all these crazy expectations for him that they never have for anyone else.
Yeah.
Never.
Just to guard the best player and then put up 30 to 40 points and then get my teammates involved and still catch some boards.
Yeah.
That's it.
Never.
In my 15th season?
Never. And then if he looks even a little bit gassed, oh, he's tired and like, yeah, you know, all these crazy stories as if like no one, like as if the man's like, no one can ever be tired.
This is all unprecedented. He shouldn't still be the best player. He shouldn't still be the best player in the league.
46 minutes he averaging right now. That's insane.
You seen the past 33-year-olds? They're done.
Done. Shot.
He shouldn't still be the king of the mountain.
Especially not for how long he's been playing.
Well, all these people, this is a loaded league.
I think he could still be, I could see like 2 more years of him being on top.
No, he's the definitive. Like, yeah, again in the playoffs, I don't care what you say you see in the playoffs, he's the definitive best.
This is why James Harden should have won the MVP. This is fucking...
It's not even just the stats. It's like the expectations.
Yeah.
They've been down. It's like... Even yesterday... No. When we watched the game on Sunday, it was that crazy stat. LeBron, after a loss, averages 40 points on 50% shooting. It's like, what? What?
40 points on 50% shooting.
That game when they were down in Boston, the one they lost where he went crazy the first half, and the expectations, and he always comes through.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but hey.
People were downplaying game 7 when he played all 48 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like,
even the game 6 before that, where he hit those last 2 threes and Jason Tatum's, he put up like the quietest 44 points I ever seen.
Even Sunday, a quiet 29. Remember, like at half, we was like, LeBron got 18 or whatever he had at half. We was like
29, 9, and 13. 50% shooting again.
Yeah, it was like, wait, LeBron dropped 29.
It's crazy. It really is crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't know what people expect from him. Like, you really want him to be God in sneakers.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell
he can closest.
Be, he is the closest.
You're the closest.
There ain't no way in hell you can beat all 5 of those.
They're loaded. Like, that's the thing. He doesn't even need that much help. No one man can beat any team, first of all. Mm-mm. Just get that out the way. With the Pacers, he just needed a little Kyle Korver threes. He don't need much. Yeah. He needs the least out of any player I've ever seen.
Yes.
No one man can do it all, but he needs the least. Well, a couple of Kyle Korver threes.
Yeah.
Love was terrible that series. Who Love, next? Toronto, Love he destroyed.
Scored over 10 points one time that series. Oh, no times that series.
No, he did that final game. He had like 14. Remember LeBron went out with Grant? He finally,
Yeah.
Raptors. Oh, everybody was. The team showed up for that. They swept them.
Yeah.
Boston was rough. He did his thing. I mean, God, honestly, I don't even know how he got that one together. That was really like, just give me what you got.
Yeah. If LeBron just has, like, at this point, if he had this cast with like another like superstar,
just one that can get his own shot,
it'd be a wrap. They have no other creators
like Love
on this team.
Forgotten. I don't know if it's Lou or Love, but I get you're older now. You can't do everything you used to do. Sorry, back in Minnesota,
Stick almost died from that ball.
Back almost in Minnesota, broke your hand. Well, you could do more. He used to make plays out the post.
He had a smaller frame now also.
You're right, he is.
Because before, like, when he used to get a lot of his rebounds, he could never really jump. It's just that he had a wide frame, so he would bump people low, and they'll back out, then he'll get his rebound. He's like on that, a better version of Marc Gasol.
Yeah.
Like, rebounding-wise. Like, you can't really get up, but, like, not Marc Gasol. Who gets Zach Randolph. Because, like, back in his prime, he was always averaging over 10 rebounds, but he can't jump over a damn quarter. So, like... Wait. But, yeah, but that's what it is. Like, those guys who have, like, girth, pause, like, just be banging people around. But he's skinny now. He's a little GQ thing now. So,
yeah.
He'd be just shooting threes. I don't like the fact that they, like, relegate him to a three-point shooter.
That's the thing. He has more skills than that. He can make plays.
The thing is that...
And you need everything.
You put him on the post, and he misses two in a row. That's... two missed opportunities basically for them, because especially playing the Warriors.
But that I just got to learn to live with. Because he has to take shots. He should have the ball. After LeBron, he is the clear number two. He should.
They have no
but
shot creators.
But JR should not have. He shouldn't be playing.
They have no shot creators.
Or take him off deep off the bench. Let him go against the second unit when they have like JaVale and the Nick Youngs of the world out
JR
there.
JR got two more years on that contract. 14.
Ron said, I ain't going to be around to see it.
14 mil 1 year, and then the next year. I think they have if they waive him. No, one more full season on there.
And would have done a team option?
No. It's 2 years, but last year's not fully guaranteed. If they waive him by June 20th, I looked it up today. He'll get 3 mil out of the 15 if they waive him by then. He made a lot of money. Bron did this for you, and this is how you repay him?
God. That was so. Let's hope for the
best. Him, Tristan.
Oh, I forgot about Tristan. Yeah, he got Tristan some money too. Well, he had 5 boards.
LeBron out here changing lives, and it's how y'all repay me.
He don't even live up to you. Just give me
something.
Just give me something.
First of all, these dudes are getting paid to do one thing.
Yeah,
they are getting paid to shoot. Tristan getting paid to rebound, and y'all can't even do that. And I'm giving y'all. First of all, JR, I'm giving you wide open shots. These are practice shots. These are practice shots. Here. Tristan, you can't grab a
rebound.
5? Steph Curry had more rebounds than him.
Jesus Christ.
This is what Bron got to work with.
It's insane. I hope he gets some real help this summer. Regardless of what happens, This ain't sustainable.
He going to go to get some help. I don't see. Cleveland, they don't have the cap space to do anything.
They got the pick.
Nobody wants to.
They got them contracts.
But you're going to do let go of your the only other star you have?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, unless you're getting like AD or something.
And them contracts are just... And they can't trade those away.
No one want to pay $15 million to Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
And no one want to pay $14.5 million to J.R. Smith.
What do you do with Jeff Green? Do you play him? Not pay him, play him. I forgot about him.
Play him or
rotation.
Pay him?
Play.
I like Jeff Green.
Okay.
I think he's like...
What's your optimal starting lineup?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oof. It depends. If the Warriors go do like their... Not small, but start... That shit, they can't go small. If they do like the Kevin Looney or Jordan Bell lineup, where it's like Kevin Looney, Jordan... Or Jordan Bell, Draymond, and then...
Mm-hmm.
Durant and... Curry and Clay... Then probably Jeff Green, Kevin Love, LeBron, George Hill, and Kyle Korver.
Yeah. Who's the first man off the bench?
In that situation?
Mm-hmm.
Rodney Hood.
Yep, Rodney got to show and prove.
You got... This
you got to see what you got.
He was averaging like 17 points before he got there. He's the most promising person on their bench, and he's playing
like...
He
can create his own shot.
He's playing... Exactly.
Got to see what you got.
He's playing less than like 1 minute right now, or 2 minutes I think he's averaging. I think he's averaging like 3 minutes because of the garbage time that he got in game two. He's 6'8", can shoot, can spread the floor, and can create his own shot. And I know he got now on the best of terms, but fuck it.
Yeah, this is Code Red Lou. We need a lineup
change. I'm sure he won a ring. I'm sure he'll show out. He wants a ring. I'm sure they're gonna trade him, or he gonna leave, or is he a free agent?
I think he's a free agent.
He gonna leave regardless.
Yeah.
The relationship can't be mended. That's
fresh, yeah.
LeBron's gonna leave.
Hey man, one last hurrah. Yeah. Make it work.
Well shit. If Jordan Clarkson is leaving. Rodney Hood is leaving. I have to look at their cap space.
They got JR. They got Tristan.
Kevin Love.
They got Love. With two more years of Love.
They probably gonna be right underneath the cap. They probably gonna have no damn space.
I could have sworn it was like one. They got Korver still, I think, for two more.
Yeah, no, I don't think he got paid something insane though.
I think he got 22 overall.
Okay,
might
be.
Ooh, I feel like there's one more I say JR?
Yeah.
JR Tristan.
Cause Jeff Green's
gonna Hill. George Hill.
How big is his contract?
Either two or three more years on his contract. He got a bigger contract.
Jeff Green gonna be a free agent.
Yeah. He always get picked up.
I'm surprised that he only got picked up for the vet minimum.
Yeah. Tired of these flashes.
Yeah. We'll see though.
Long live the Cavs, man.
I'll pray for tomorrow.
Yeah, bro.
I'll be on my couch. Praying for good times.
I think they come out strong. I think they win tomorrow.
They come out strong. They gotta sustain it though.
True.
Cause the thing about it is that like, come out strong, but like Golden State,
the role players are good at home though.
You never count them out though.
Well, that's true.
You got Steph, Klay, KD, and KD's the third option as far as shoot, like just a pure shooter go. Cause like Golden State, they get back in the game from 3-pointers.
Mm-hmm.
Like you literally got Steph and Klay who could easily go off and hit 10 in a row.
And then
I'm not even exaggerating. Just hit 10 threes in a row. Didn't Klay score like? How many points he score and only dribbled like 28 times or some stupid shit like that?
Isn't it 59 or 60?
And only dribbled less than 30 times.
Yeah, something has to happen this summer. We need to get something. We need a formidable team. That's what it's come to. I don't care about this. Something has to. They have to be stopped.
I don't care. We ain't gonna be in Cleveland no more.
And Bron gotta lead it.
We ain't gonna be in Cleveland.
No it's only Bron. We've seen. It's a clear, distant number one in the rest of the league. He just need formidable teammates. It has to be led by Bron.
Excuse me. You think he'd go to Houston?
I'm coming around to the idea if Harden could get. I don't know if Harden's ego would handle it. But Harden as your number two, seeing what he can drag, I mean, you got a number two that could take the ball out your hands and make plays for himself, and he don't have all the pressure. And then actually you have a two and three who could get the ball and still get you in plays.
Uh-huh.
Fine, you cutting. Paul already said he ain't taking nothing less than the max.
You can't have three maxes.
Well, you better take something less on them years.
Yeah.
I seen your knees. This ain't looking right. You already getting
injured.
Can
they afford that though? Because James Harden just got like a crazy extension.
If Paul did last year, it's something crazy. Yeah, you sign and trade.
But so you opt in. Deplete their bench.
Yeah. But then they can also, since they have because Paul opted in, they have his bird rights. So they can they could go over the cap to re-sign him. And you got Bron from the sign and trade. I don't know what they would send back. I don't know.
Doesn't really matter.
But Philly has cap space. I just don't know if Gordon Hayward, Kyrie come back to a team that has Horford, Tatum, and Jalen Brown.
I don't know if
Embiid and Ben are ready.
Ben can't shoot.
Yeah, he could take the ball out of LeBron's hands, but I don't know how good. Well, I know they're good. They're like top 20 players, but and I know Bron don't need much, but
nah.
Is Redick coming back? Sarge would have to go. Well, how's the team look? I just don't know how is Embiid gonna stay healthy, and granted, health is a question. But I just don't know that. I know Harden is.
There's not enough shooters.
He a top five player.
You got Harden, who I feel like literally, if CP3 didn't get hurt, Harden's just like a guy who's just not an emotional leader.
Yeah,
you need someone who's gonna be like, you know, rally the troops and be like, come on, because Harden gonna do what he gonna do. He gonna get his 20 to 30 points a game. He's just not gonna. You know,
yeah.
Rally anyone behind him. He's just gonna do it himself.
Yeah.
Whereas you got, imagine you got LeBron, CP3, and Harden.
That's a nice top three. Because even now, like Golden State don't have.
They have no bench. Yeah, they have no depth.
My nigga's crying because Iguodala not playing. The nerve.
So even they don't have no real guy. Their bench is like what? Ian McCaw. That's not his name.
If the GM ain't
Patrick McCaw.
If they ain't get Durant, the GM should get fired. Don't they have like 5-6 centers? The roster don't make that sense.
They make no damn sense. Zaza Pachulia.
But when you're that top heavy, it don't matter. Yeah. So, I mean, around them, they need. Oh, I forgot about Clint Capella. They couldn't keep all four of them, though.
Ooh.
If they do that, they winning. I don't think they could do that, though. We'll see. I don't know. What's his name? Daryl Morey. He's done a lot.
Yeah, so. And they got a new owner. Got some deep pockets.
Yeah.
Might be willing to go over the luxury tax for a year or two.
Somebody got to stop this. Because already I'm reading Clay's willing to take way less money to keep this thing together.
Way gonna less lose money. Like 60 mil.
But he happy there.
That's what he, because after, not game one. Game one of the Western Conference Finals, they were asking about it. And he was like, they said, Shaq and them asked him about it. They didn't ask him about it, but like they just threw it out there.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I'm not really worried about it. You know, they pay me handsomely out here. We win. Like, he's one of them guys that's like, you know, I'm just making money, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, I'm making, you know, $16 million, but I could be making $35-40 million. He's just like, oh, I'm rich, you know?
Yeah.
It's whatever. Whereas the average athlete is not thinking like that. They pay me handsomely. Nigga.
You know, there's a, you know, they didn't win, so I'm not going to have the combo. But if they win, we're going to have the combo about their resumes. But not now. They
yeah,
ain't
no.
They ain't win.
But nah, if Clay sit here and take way less, like that's what we doing nowadays?
They want it all.
That's
at this point, I assume they're going to stay together, so it's just about combating that.
Yeah.
I don't care. This is what it's come to.
I don't understand why. This is the last thing I'm going to say, but like, I don't understand why everyone in NBA lets Draymond punk them. Like, everyone just acts like he's like the big bad bully.
He's tremendous, amazing on defense. But anytime he had the ball and he had it up, I assume missed.
Yeah. But all that screaming in your face and all that.
It's teammates. It don't matter if you go back at him. They normally usually win, so he gets the last laugh because of who his teammates are.
I don't care what no one says. He would not be that good on any other team. He'd be a good defender.
Because he doesn't have the offense.
No, but he would.
I would wonder what he put up. I wonder how much. Because you can always get your points, but how many shots would it take?
I think at max, just looking at his offensive skill set, he went anywhere else, max 15 points a game.
Shit.
That's max.
Wow.
He has no, I don't think he has an offensive skill set. If you look at him, he's not that good. He's good on defense.
Yeah.
He can't dribble too well. He's a formidable shooter if he's wide open.
No, he's not lately.
Not lately, but, you know, over his
backpack.
The past two seasons, he's been a formidable shooter. But if you're one of the main focuses, you're not going to be open anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a max. He ain't no way in hell he ever averaging 20 points a game.
Yeah.
Ever. I'm a stern believer in the fact that if he wasn't on his team, he would not be this good. I mean, defensively, you can't dictate how great someone is defensively. Either you're good or you're not. Great defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
But offensively, honestly, I ain't even going to lie. If he wasn't on his team, he wouldn't even be considered an all-star.
Oh, that I could see. That I could see.
He's reaping the benefits of this team. I hate it. I hate him. I hate all of them. Yeah. Hate them all. Now I see how people felt with LeBron went to Miami.
Now he really doing what we were scared LeBron was going to do. He really doing it, Durant.
Yeah. He took that shit to another
level.
That
team really loaded.
He's like, yeah, they're already good, but I'm going to go join them and make this shit worse. Because realistically, history only looks at, like, rings. They don't really, like, look at the details. Like, I'll look at the details because I lived through it, but.
But imagine, that's the real, because when LeBron joined Wade and Bosh, it was considered a punk move, and people thought he took the easy way out and that. But there were still formidable teams.
There's a lot of formidable teams.
Thank you.
There's a lot.
Like, the Thunder they beat in five. Was a close, the first four single digit wins. When you combine it, I think it's like less than 10 points.
Yeah.
Game five, they blew them out. Shot to Brown. the Spurs. The Mavs should have won. That's no excuse.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were a lot of formidable teams.
But it's just the Celtics, they were a little older. Yeah. But still. But it's just that, like, you literally joined a team that was already great.
Yeah, your ring was preordained. As soon as that happened, it's just like,
fucking ain't Kevin.
Talk your shit.
But come on the podcast and talk to us, Kevin Durant. I'll probably lighten this up a little, but I still.
I think he said he wanted validation from his peers. But I don't think you've gotten it.
He hasn't gotten any validation. This is the weakest move ever.
I knew you were great.
This is the weakest. This doesn't prove he's great.
No. I already knew he was a great player, but this doesn't. This takes away.
Of course it does. It's a weak ass move. I'm getting frustrated.
Yeah, I am too.
And I'm tired. I'm going to wrap this up.
Drake really ain't going to drop that response. So, yeah, I can't.
We're going to wait for Scorpion to come out. Y'all stay sassy.
Long live Braun. Come on, Braun. Man. Just give him some help. Let's have a series heading into the next week.
LeBron will be 34 years old in December.
And he's still king.
People out here still, you know, they'll realize when he's gone, though. That's how it always happens.
Well, sorry for y'all.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it while it happens.
Witnessing greatness and can't even acknowledge it.
But hey.
Too busy living in the fucking 90s comparing with Jordan.
I got NBA TV. If y'all want to sit and watch that, we don't need to be friends.
Bro. You know the thing about it is sometimes I will watch NBA TV.
We don't need to be friends. And I'm like, cool.
The way people talk about Jordan like he was a fucking immortal. I watch the game and I'm like, granted, I see greatness, but it's just like,
I think before he was the GOAT before LeBron. I think LeBron is better.
That's how life happens, though. Evolution.
That game that they played is not entertaining to watch. That I will say definitive. That is not entertaining to watch.
You scored 90. You was king of the court.
Like that Celtics series, the Cavs Celtics, that was them.
Yeah. Low scoring.
I don't know.
Nobody wants to watch it. It's not entertaining.
No.
Yeah. But all right, guys, pray for us. Pray for the Cavs. Let's hope for a close series. Hopefully next week by the time we record.
Yeah.
It'll still be going on.
God, that's a legit concern. Jesus
oh, man. Christ. As always, make sure y'all rate, share, subscribe. Check out the YouTube page. We got full-length videos up and episodes. This one will be up there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, rate, share, subscribe. Pray for Bron. Pray for us. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.